This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, as well as from my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean as well, and around the world too, via the internet and streaming online through the satellite. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, makers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget about the rednecks and the roughnecks that are working right now in the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern tundra, along with our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, and a special shout-out to the merchant marine guys running the shipping lane back and forth between Houston and Tampa and New Orleans and Tampa, bringing the gasoline and whatnot back into Tampa from over there. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we'll remind you of that every chance we get. Now, coming back, Mr. Ron, Michael Bloomberg, okay, was getting it pretty hot and heavy from the peanut gallery last night, the folks up on or the debate up on stage. So wasn't Bernie Sanders, okay? And Bloomberg had a lot of different things to say, so did Bernie, but I just want you to listen to this part here where he talks about President Pai in China. Listen to this.
You've said that President Xi Jinping of China is not a dictator and that he is responsive to his constituents and that the U.S. must cooperate with Beijing. How far does that go? Would you allow Chinese firms to build critical U.S. infrastructure?
No, I would not. And I think the Chinese government has not been open their press. The freedom of press does not exist there. Their human rights record is abominable, and we should make a fuss, which we've been doing, I suppose. But we make no mistake about it. We have to deal with China if we're ever going to solve the climate crisis. We have to deal with them because our economies are inextricably linked. We would not be able to sell or buy the products that we need. And in terms of whether he's a dictator, he does serve at the behest of the Politburo, their group of people. But there's no question he has an enormous amount of power. But he does play to his constituency. You can negotiate with him. That's exactly what we have to do. Make it seem that it's in his interest and it's in people's interest to do what we want to do. Follow the rules, particularly no stealing of intellectual property. Follow the rules in terms of the trade the agreements that we have are reciprocal and go equally in both directions.
When would China ever follow the rules?
Well, first of all, China does not have a history of following the rules. They have a history of negotiating, sometimes agreeing to rules, but I have never yet seen a time when they actually follow through on rules or agreements. That's a far-fetched idea and one that needs to be, you know, reconsidered, considering China's history.
Now, Bernie Sanders had a couple of interesting things to say, and so did one of his supporters, Representative Ilhan Omar out of Minnesota. She, of course, is a Bernie backer, known for her anti-Israeli broadsides that caused the House Democrats to rebuke her, I don't know, a couple of years ago, I guess now, when they did that. But Bernie is talking about, well, you know, if I'm elected president, I'm going to move that embassy back out of Jerusalem to where it was.
Well, first of all, Bernie's never going to become president. And, you know, that's just foolish talk. Our current president did the right thing. By moving our embassy, Jerusalem is their capital, and it's about time that the United States, you know, recognized it by doing so. And for Bernie to even propose moving our embassy out of Jerusalem is utter poppycock, just foolishness.
Well, nobody doubts that at all. And by the way, Ilhan Omar's challenger tweeted, "I am an American," in response to Omar, who was talking about her being a foreigner, even though she is an Iraqi. But she is an Iraqi that came to the United States and became a U.S. citizen, just like who, I say, from Somalia? Did what? Omar.
Well, yeah. Omar. Well, you know, when you consider Omar, you know, every time I think about her, I just marvel at the stupidity of the American people for voting for this woman. She came to this country the way she did, marrying a brother, you know the drill, and
hear the music. Yeah, and she did marry her brother. That's a given right now. There's enough proof out there, but what's anybody going to do about it? Nothing yet. All right, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we will have an Edwards Notebook. So, Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards. Meanwhile, here we go, an Edwards Notebook.
Every nation throughout the world has its own unique identity and culture, or they're supposed to. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the United States of America is a constitutionally limited republic. Our Constitution enumerates a number of restraints upon our limited government. The Constitution also instructs officials to protect our republic from enemies both foreign and domestic. When we elect people to office, they swear to uphold and defend the Constitution. Yet when certain government officials like Nasty Pelosi, Ilhan Omar, Mitt Romney, and others refuse to govern according to the constitutional mandates and good moral standards, I find myself wondering why, oh why, these elected officials prefer to serve the interest of China, illegal border crossers, and even those who march through Dearborn Estan, Michigan, in the summertime proclaiming death to America. My fellow Americans, we must reestablish American exceptionalism and maintain our unique American culture, or we will just become another once great nation. I'm Ron Edwards. check out theronedwards.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss Nissan has got three dealerships, and then Moss Family Automotive also has the Moss Wholesale to the Public store up in Homosassa Springs on U.S. 19, and also the all-new Moss Acura, which is also located where the all-new Moss Nissan is in North Tampa at 11001 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, Saturday, I will be at Moss Nissan, U.S. 19 and 54, Newport Richey, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll have $500 certificates to give to you, which means just that. You'll have $500 that you can get off on any used vehicle or any new vehicle. I'll be handing them out, and you go make your deal, hand them that certificate, and guess what? $500 comes off the deal. So that's not a bad thing to have if you're interested in buying a vehicle. And it's Leap Day, Saturday. Leap Day, the 29th of February, the once every 4 years special sale. So you're going to get some really good deals at Moss Nissan. And again, I'll be at U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. Stop on by, say howdy, howdy, and we'll be happy to see you and hand you one of those $500 gift coupons. All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We got a question here. I believe we've got our favorite question caller, so let me make sure. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Not to be confused with Baghdad Bob, right? Baghdad Bob. All right, what's your question there, sir?
That Omar gal, okay, up there in Michigan?
Yep.
Dearborn, Michigan?
Yep.
Wasn't she elected mainly because she was in Dearborn, which is a heavily immigrant Muslim population?
Well, wait a minute. Dearborn, Michigan, that's Tlaib.
Okay.
Yeah, Omar's up in Minneapolis, and there is a large Somali population for her. I'm not sure who's, Ron, is it Somali also with Tlaib?
No, not primarily Somalian, but mainly just a large Muslim contingent up there, but they're not Somalian in Dearbornistan, no.
All right, so what's your question, Bob?
Well, okay, the second thing, couldn't they have a recall petition to get Tlaib out, or Omar, or both?
Sure.
It could. Would that have to be done necessarily from the people within her district, or could it just in general people around the state do that?
District. I believe it's in the district, right, Ron?
In the district.
Yeah.
Yep, it has to come from the district.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess there's no shot to do that. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. And by the way, Ron, they are trying to do that with Omar in the district, and they do have a bunch of signatures, but it's a slow go. But they do. She's got Omar up there. Has got some serious problems of her own because they've got proof that she committed fraud to get her brother into the country, and then to get a student loan as well, being a married man, and she married her brother, remember?
Yeah, it's pretty detestable on its own. And besides that, her governing has not been on behalf of our Constitution or the people of America in that part of the country there where she's from, where she's governing, rather. And so she needs to be booted out of there. She doesn't govern on behalf of the American people. And how she got here and all the other machinations is pretty shameful. And it's a big shame that the people even bought into it and elected her in the first place.
Well, it's my understanding from what I've been told about what happened up there was that more Democrats than Republicans showed up to vote. The Republicans stayed home because they were upset about some things that were going on, and they chose not to vote, and that's what they got.
Yeah, that's what happens when you stay home. You don't remember the worthiness of your vote, and you will, in some cases like this, end up with a disaster, like an Omar.
There you go. Well, speaking of disasters, we're hoping that we don't have a pandemic, but we're getting close to where we're hearing the CDC telling us that there's a possibility, a real possibility, that we could have, we're on the cusp of a pandemic. But yesterday we found out that the CDC thinks that they had identified a coronavirus community spread patient in California, and then just as soon as that happened, a 91-year-old woman came down with it, too, in Northern California. So they've had two people that they believe both got the coronavirus through just the spread of being around other people.
You know, I don't have 100% proof, but I do think that they've been dealing with it, the coronavirus, rather unwisely, by bringing a lot of people into the country, not just maintaining them at military bases on, you know, by the coast, but bringing people into the country in places like Nebraska and things like that. I just think that they're dealing unwisely with this disease and could cause a much greater problem in this country.
Well, the ones they know, the ones they know that have it, they're definitely taking the right care by transporting them in the way they are, because basically, the one guy that I saw come in looked like he was coming in a plastic Ziploc bag. With a window in it so he could see out, you know. But, I mean, that's what I saw, and that was all done, and everybody was dressed in protective gear and whatnot with that going on. But the thing is that we had some people that lied about where they had been on their travels, and they had come across gone through areas where the coronavirus had been. And that's what the problem is. They didn't get to that quick enough, I don't think.
Well, it's also suspected by some, I've read, that the incubation period should be longer than 14 days and maybe up to 24. And maybe they haven't been, you know, totally wise in the time that the people are being, you know, quarantined as well. So they might want to reconsider that.
Yeah. Now, folks, I'm talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. The Second District Appellate Court, federal court, yesterday backed President Trump in the sanctuary cities grant fight. What'd you think about that?
I was, you know, that I did read about that, and I was, you know, I thought it was a good decision. You know, that's proof that also that the president is getting some better results with the number of judges that he's getting appointed around the country, including at that appellate court. And I think it's something that I thought it was a great decision.
Well, there are three short. There are three short of the majority in the Ninth Circuit Court in California at 16-13 now.
Yeah, but it's an improvement. Mm-hmm. It's an improvement, and yep. They're going to be working on it as, you know, more people retire and all of that. So it's a good thing.
Also, the Trump campaign has sued the New York Times over the Russian story.
Yeah, it's going after these people, and. You know, you get tired of this leftist media continuing to lie or exaggerate on things like that, Captain. Also, I'm sure you remember the little tete-a-tete he had with Jim Acosta at the recent press conference there at the White House. And, you know, Acosta, not at the White House, I'm sorry, in India.
India.
And he showed such disrespect for the president on the international stage like that. And so, you know, it's out of hand here.
All righty. Well, we'll let you go, and we hope you have a great day. And if you don't, then I'm sorry, because we're going to.
All right. Have a great day.
Talk to you on Tuesday. All right. Thanks very much.
Bye now.
Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I'll be right back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Got a couple questions here, but if we got any more, send them off, and we'll ask Bo. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I do? Why should I do?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Multiple people have been killed in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewing Company campus in Milwaukee. Here's Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barry.
But again, it is a horrible, horrible day for the employees here. It is a very rough day for anybody who is close to this situation. But I just wanted to let you know what I know. Again, there are multiple people who have died, I believe including the shooter.
President Donald Trump addressed the shooting before speaking at the White House, saying, "Our hearts break for them and their loved ones. We send our condolences. We'll be with them. It's a terrible, terrible thing." The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has reported at least 7 were killed, including the shooter. Major U.S. stock indexes closed mostly lower, extending the market's heavy losses for the week. The S&P 500 fell for the 5th straight day, with worry about economic fallout from the virus outbreak that originated in China. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends over at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got... let's see, 2 locations to serve you. They got one up in Concord, Massachusetts, and they've got another one, which is right here in Clearwater, Florida. And in just 14 months, you can wind up as a tremendous aircraft maintenance technician with a tremendous opportunity to make, about $60,000 a year, not too shabby from where I'm sitting. All you got to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080, or visit their website, naa.edu. edu. And in studio, we've got Bo Browning. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Well, you've been out and about. What have you been doing the last couple of weeks, by the way?
Same thing we do always over at National Aviation Academy. You know, we're bringing new students in. We're graduating students. We're continuing to train students under Part 147 of the Federal Aviation Regulations so they can become qualified to take their airframe power plant certification testing.
Okay, well, we've got a question from somebody that's ex-Army, and they worked on helicopters. Okay, so I don't know what the difference is, but here's the question. Worked on helicopters for the last 8 years in the military. Just got out thinking about changing my MOS and maybe becoming an aircraft maintenance technician. What would be involved from what I've already done with helicopters?
Now, depending on what you did on the aircraft, if you worked directly on the aircraft, let's say you worked on the engines, you worked on the airframe, or if you're an all-around, maybe like a phase crew person that did the phases, phase inspections and repairs on those helicopters, it's really no different than what you've already done. What you need to do is transition that skill set into the civilian world. In order to return to service aircraft and parts, you need to have an airframe power plant certification. And that's where National Aviation comes into play. Give us a call. You may have credible experience under FAA regulations to where you can go and simply take your FAA certification test. National Aviation Academy can help you out with answering that question. If you call down here at the Clearwater campus, you can ask for myself, and by all means, I'll talk to you, find out what you've done, help you out, give you some good information, let you know if attending the school that you may have to attend a program like National Aviation Academy, or you could go to your local Flight Standards District office and see if they'll sign you off with credible experience. So you have experience. It's a good skill set. You'll transition into the civilian world easily with that skill set. You know, we just need to figure out what kind of certifications and what kind of programs, if any, that you need to attend.
Well, his name is Staff Sergeant Barry. He's out of Brooksville. That's what he's telling me, Staff Sergeant Barry in Brooksville. And the number, Barry, is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number, and that's the admissions office there at National Aviation, right?
Absolutely. You'll call into the main line, and just tell them what you're interested in. Again, if you call on that main line, you really are unsure who you want to speak to, just ask them to speak to Bo Browning, and they'll transfer you back to my office. I'm in my office, I'll pick up, and I'll gladly talk to you, and I'll get you transferred to the appropriate person.
Now, after 14 months, they're going to come out as an aviation maintenance tech, right?
Yes. After 14 months of training in our aviation maintenance technology program, the students will be qualified to take their airframe and power plant certifications. And what that entails is there are three written exams. You got to take a general written exam, a power plant written exam, and an airframe written exam. You also have to take two oral and practicals exam. The first one will consist of an oral and practical exam with a designated maintenance examiner that includes general and power plant or general and airframe, and the second oral and practical exam will cover the power plant or the airframe, whichever one you didn't do the first time.
Now, you have another plan, which is what, 21 months?
21 months. That's our aviation maintenance professional certification or course, or actually it's called a program, the aviation maintenance professional program, and that includes our 14 months of aviation maintenance technology program along with 7 months advanced aircraft systems program. So when you go through that 21-month program, you'll become qualified to take your airframe and power plant certifications. And you will also receive, if you take and pass all the tests, you'll also receive 5 other industry-recognized credentials out of the Advanced Aircraft Systems Program.
So if you start out at around $60,000 a year, what happens if you take both those courses together? You get more money?
For our student just beginning that has no aviation experience, they're going to start out, around whatever the median income is that the Bureau of Labor Statistics says. They're going to start out around that. Now, depending on where you go in the country, obviously, cost of living has a lot to play in it. Demand for that particular skill set has a lot to play in how much you're going to get paid, what you're going to get offered. So, it varies depending on where you go. The company that offers you that job, obviously, and what skill sets are highly in demand at the time. Right now, across the board, all employers in aviation are looking for well-qualified employees. So, the opportunities are wide-ranging.
Okay, now we've got a question from Jack, and Jack is in Fort Myers, and he's listening to us down there. Thank you, Jack, for tuning in. The question is, I would be about 120 miles a day commuting back and forth, which would mean I'd have at least 2 hours on the road one way, 2 hours on the road the next day. How long are your classes?
Well, that is quite the commute, especially for a program like National Aviation Academies, because our program is 5 days a week, 7 hours a day. Now, we have a day shift and a night shift. Our day shift program starts at 7:30 in the morning and ends at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And our night shift runs from 4:30 p.m. to 11:40 p.m. So depending on when you want to work. Have we had students in the past make that exact same commute? Yes, we have. But again, it is 2 hours. We do not have no excused or allowable absences in the program. If you miss any time, if you're late, you have to make that time up. You have to make that material up. So it is quite challenging for somebody doing a commute like that. However, it can be done. It's been done in the past. It depends on how dedicated the individual is.
And you have some off-campus places where they could live, or maybe in a situation like that, they could get a motel a couple nights a week.
Sure. We do have a student services department that can assist with finding some temporary housing in the local area around the campus. So maybe, you stay up here a week, you have your place, you're renting for the week. There's multiple options. Again, probably call us, really sit down and talk, have a really conversation. Like I said, it's about dedication. I've seen students make that commute before, and it is tough, but it's all about dedication, how hard somebody's willing to work to accomplish what they want to accomplish.
All right, and here is Gabe, and Gabe is chiming in from Fort Pierce, and Gabe is saying, when you say that they wear uniforms, what kind of uniforms do they wear?
At National Aviation Academy, we try to, give our students the opportunity to have a professional look at all times, because we do have so many employers stopping in and out of the campus at different intervals. So when a student comes into the program, the student, we get button-down shirts that have the school logo on them. They're red and black. If you've been on our website, you've probably seen them. So you have a red and black button-down shirt. You have a red and black polo shirt. We have a gray T-shirt that, obviously, for summer months when you're at the hangar working outside, the gray T-shirt's a little more comfortable to wear. And depending on which program you go in, depends on what style of uniform you get. So that'll all be discussed in the admissions process.
And by the way, folks, if you want to call and ask Bo a question, the number is 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. Remember, their website is National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, and their phone number at the school is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Locations in both Concord, Mass., outside Boston, and Overton Road down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to check the beach and boating forecast when we come back, and then we'll be back with more with Bo.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And here we go. There's a small craft advisory today in the area with winds coming directly out of the north, 20 to 27 miles an hour. Now, that's going to make it a little exciting out there if you were to go out on the water. It's going to be colder today, too. Temperatures aren't going to get a whole lot warmer than what they are right now.
And the seas will be 3 to 5 foot, becoming choppy and quite rough. Gulf water temperature 69, bay water temperature 70. We had our high tide at 3:45 a.m. Our low tide's coming at 9:55 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest of all the franchises in the Freedom Boat Club system. They have 450 boats and 30 locations, and they are expanding on that soon to have 50 locations and 600 boats. Now, across the country, they've got 206 locations, which are located across the U.S. of A., 3 in Canada, 6 in France. Yes, I said France. Parlez-vous français. 1 in the United Kingdom and 1 in Australia, too. Now, here in Tampa, at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, everybody that joins gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher too, then you've got an extra $500 off on top of the $1,000, $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you do after that is pay the balance due, and boom, you'll wind up getting a monthly bill for your membership. Now, your membership gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations across the country. So, go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, to find out more, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, well, we've got Bo back with us from the National Aviation Academy. Good morning again, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, I had a question that I thought of when I... before we went to break there, and during the break, it just dawned on me. A lot of people, they've got tools. They've got like a van or something to haul them in, or a pickup truck or whatnot, and they don't live very far away. But then you got people that come from way out of town. Now, I have seen out behind the school here in Clearwater, camping trailers there and motorhomes and that sort of thing. Now, are they staying there, or they just drive that in there and they stay at a motor home park or whatever?
Yeah, most of those that you see, when they first show up, you know, they have that. And so what they're doing is, you know, they're looking for a place to park their motor home or their camper or whatever like that. So they'll go over to an RV park, a campsite, something like that, and they'll stay there. We've had several students in the past do exactly that. You know, in aviation maintenance, there's a huge group of mechanics that travel around all the time, and a lot of them, you know, have travel trailers and RVs and stuff. It's a cheaper way to stay when we travel around, so it's not a bad option for while you're attending National Aviation Academy, because it's something that you can always use afterwards too.
Okay, now let's see what this question is here. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Bo. My name is Joey. I live in Buffalo, New York. I got a friend of mine that's working overseas as an aircraft maintenance tech, making six figures. If I were to come there and get the training, how long would it take for me to get that same opportunity?
That question right there is next to impossible to answer.
Right.
You know, is that opportunity actually out there? Well, obviously it is. You have a friend
that you
actually know that is making that. Can I tell you that if you went through our 14-month program, that right out of school, upon graduation and certification, that you're going to be offered that type of job and be able to go do that? It's next to impossible for me to say that. But is the possibility there? Obviously it is. You have a friend. We do have students that are offered good opportunities like that. So, again, it depends on the timing, you know, the companies that you're looking for, how hard you're working and getting those certifications and interviewing with those companies.
And here's a question from Glenn, and Glenn is in Jacksonville, Florida, listening to us right now. And he's saying, my question is, it's about employment. Do you have to look for employment, or do they come to your school?
National Aviation Academy puts forth a tremendous effort to bring employers
onto our campuses to get
you
front
have
of
those trade days, right?
That's right. We have three career fairs a year at each of our locations in Massachusetts and here in Florida. And also we bring employers in, roughly you'll see, anywhere from 25 to 50 employers at each one of those career fairs. And again, that depends on the time of the year and which campus you're at. Obviously it's a little difficult sometimes in the middle of winter, for some employers to make it into Massachusetts. But down here in Florida, we have the exact same career fairs. We mirror the two campuses career fairs, after each other. And so there's great opportunity. We bring the employers to you. We have a career services department that's going to assist you making that connection with all employers that are out there that are actively looking.
And finally, folks, what I want to remind everybody of is that the best thing you should do, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bo, is schedule a tour at one of these two locations, either the school that's in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one here in Clearwater on Omerton Road in the Tampa Bay area. Schedule a tour, find out what they're all about, National Aviation Academy. You'll be much better off, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Make the phone call, schedule the tour, come in and see us. See if we're really a fit for you, for you to continue in your aviation career or transition into an aviation career. It's extremely important that students to have a right fit, and the school is a right fit for them. So please come in and see us, see if we're the right fit for you, and we'll be more than happy to answer any of your questions and try to help you out to the best of our ability.
So here's what you do, guys and gals. You give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Or if you just want to check them out online, go to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu to find out more about National Aviation Academy. After all, it's only a job, right? It's only a career. It's only something that will stick with you for the rest of your life, and it's a pretty doggone good-looking job from where I'm sitting. So, both, I want to thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Now, I want to remind everybody that our buddies down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, where I'll be next Thursday, for our Have Lunch for the Captain series from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. I'd be happy to see you there. But in the meantime, Mixon's Fruit Farm, which is located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida, inside is the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, and I like to call it the hidden gem of Bradenton, because if you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't know what's there to have in the way of great food, home-cooked soups and chili, and with the cold weather coming on, I'm telling you right now, you're going to want to get your hands on some of that grandma's home-cooked chili, because it's really good. So that's Mixon's Groveside Cafe down there inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. And finally, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Can't forget about my buddies there, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, they are the best at what they do, the absolute, flat-out, uncategorized best, because all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and they will do what these big-box stores won't do. They offer installation. They offer on-site cleaning. They offer parts and repairs. Try to get that out of a big box store. They'll look at you and laugh. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's going to be Kevin. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, another great day has come to an end here on the show. We've had some interesting topics. Again, this coronavirus is not going to disappear. It's going to be around, and we're just going to have to cope with it, folks. So, take the precautions. Take the precautions. Keep your hands clean, and cough into your armpit. Don't blast onto somebody and all that. And just remember, it's not just about you. It's about we the people here on this program, and we the people are all in the same boat. It's all about America. All about America here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. Stay warm. It's going to get chilly today, chilly tonight. Wind's going to be blowing today. So stay low, stay safe, and I'll see you tonight. God.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.